You're listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, episode 459. Hey there, you amazing human, and welcome to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, the podcast that is designed for female entrepreneurs who want to make more money in a way that is in alignment for them. If you're looking for practical advice, proven strategies, and expert insights to help you navigate the challenges of growing your business, then you've come to the right place. Welcome, my friend. I am your host, Angela Henderson, a proud Canadian living in beautiful Australia, and I'm a business coach, consultant, and strategist who has helped thousands of women around the world build successful businesses. Through solo episodes and interviews with successful business owners, industry experts, and thought leaders, you'll get insider insights into what it takes to succeed in today's digital age. Whether you're struggling to scale your business, looking for ways to boost your productivity, or seeking ways to overcome the challenges of being an entrepreneur, this show has everything you need to succeed and more. So subscribe, pop your headphones on, and get ready to creating the business and life you deserve today by allowing the Angela Henderson Online Business Show help you create a winning strategy, develop the right mindset, and build lasting wealth. If you're trying to scale your business without investing in support, visibility, or speed, this episode might sting a little bit, but it will also change how you scale your business in 2026 and lead in this upcoming year. Welcome back to the podcast, my friend. As we step into 2026, I want to share something very real with you. The five things I have already invested in to start this year with momentum, clarity, and speed. This episode is about why paying for the right who's visibility and strategic support is not a luxury if you want to scale in 2026, but in fact, a requirement, in my opinion. On this podcast episode today, I'm going to be walking through what I've already invested in for 2026, why I made these decisions. Now, thinking like a CEO and not a technician has already started to change things for my business, even though we're still early on in the year. Let's get into it. My word for 2026 is speed. Not chaos, not rushing, not burnout, but clean, intentional, supported speed. And speed doesn't come from working harder. It comes from not being the bottleneck in your own business. Which brings me to this truth I want you to really hear today. You cannot scale a business while doing everything yourself and calling it being smart with money. At some point, that mindset keeps you small. If you want it to keep playing small, well, then I guess keep doing that. But if you want to start building a bigger brand, a bigger business, and if you want to scale, then I encourage you to think about what it's going to take for that to happen. So the five strategies or the five investments you could say that I've already made in 2026. The first one, before I reveal this, I don't want you to fall over on me, but yes, it's a LinkedIn strategic visibility strategy. Yes, I know. I said for years, I'd never be on this platform. And here's the thing. I didn't change my mind because it's trending. I changed my mind because strategy evolves. After 15 years in business, I'm now working with the only LinkedIn expert I trust, the incredible Rana, not just for Angela Henderson Consulting, but very intentionally for the Healing Center of Australia. Because I know, and you probably know, LinkedIn is not about posting pretty content. It's about building my authority, building my relationships with amazing other humans, long-term visibility, and positioning myself for bigger rooms and bigger opportunities. This is a who investment, not a platform experiment. The second investment that I've made is Facebook ads. My online business manager has been doing my ads, and she's done a really, really great job. But in December, we had an honest conversation about her role, her zone of genius, AKA her zone of excellence, and where she actually creates the most value for my business. And we decided collectively that Facebook ads aren't it. So instead of keeping her doing what she's fine at, I hired a specialist team to take ads over. Why? Because when you move who's into the right seats, everything scales faster. And now she's freed up to focus on growth, leadership, and strategy instead of being stuck in task execution that she doesn't like doing anyways. A quick pause because I have something big to share with you. Want the chance to not only attend Australia's annual three-day Women in Business Conference, but also speak on my stage? Early bird tickets are officially on sale right now and spots are already selling fast. And here's the exciting part. The first 50 women who grab their ticket go into the draw to win a 15-minute speaking spot at the conference. Yes, a real stage, real audience, real exposure. So if you've been dreaming about attending Australia's leading event for women in business and stepping into the spotlight, Now is your moment. Head to angelahenderson.com.au and grab your early bird ticket today before they're gone, but also for your chance to win a spot to speak on stage, but only for the first 50 people who buy their tickets. Now let's get back into this amazing episode. The third investment that I made so far is expanding my team. That same conversation that Melissa and I had about what her zone of genius was and what she wanted to do also brought up some things around tech setup. If she wasn't buried in tech setup, she could think bigger. So we placed an ad, she shortlisted, and she interviewed. And next week, our new tech VA starts with us. This is what scaling actually looks like, not adding chaos, but adding capacity. Not more people doing random things, but the right people, AKA your who's, doing the right things. Your business can only grow to the level your team structure allows. Let me repeat that. Your business can only grow to the level your team structure allows. The fourth investment I made is with a videographer, because I believe your face is your edge. So let's talk about content. Last year, I tested short form video and the results, absolutely worth it. And here's my belief. In a world flooded with AI content, with people who are using AI to create videos and create graphics and, do you mean, written content, your real face, your real voice, your energy that you bring to this content matters more than ever. So I booked an entire 8-hour studio day to record around 25 to 30 short form videos. It depends on how quick we go. These will be used for organic social media. We'll also use these in paid ads as part of our top of funnel strategy. This isn't about vanity. This is about leverage. One day of effort equals months of visibility. And the fifth investment I made is sponsorship, paying for rooms with ROI. I'm paying for the Healing Center of Australia to be part of a 6-city speaking tour. And yes, people love to say you should never pay to speak. I disagree, because I look at the audience alignment, brand exposure, conversion potential, long-term visibility, and the potential ROI on this particular sponsorship is massive. Visibility is not an expense. It is a growth strategy. Now, here's the part that I really want to land. Scaling your business requires investment. And I want to be transparent with you. I have strong cash flow. And still, because speed is my word for 2026, I took out a $100,000 loan. Not because I had to, because I want it to move faster without bottlenecking growth. Now, let me be very clear. I'm not saying go take out a loan recklessly or spend money you don't understand. What I'm saying is this: there will come a point where you cannot scale on a $100 mindset. At some point, free stops being free. DIY stops being smart, and waiting starts costing you more than investing. So if you want to scale in 2026, I want you to ask yourself, where am I still doing things a who should be doing? Where am I confusing being careful with playing small? And what would change if I backed myself with real support? Leadership and scaling is not about doing more. It's about deciding better. And because sometimes the bravest decision is choosing to invest so you can move forward faster. If you're ready to invest, and particularly with working with me as your business consultant to scale your business in 2026 with strategy that gives back your time, builds systems, creates lead generation, then make sure you head to my website, angelahenderson.com.au, and explore the different ways that I can support you, either through my mastermind, one-on-one, my retreats, my conference, or if you want to chat to me on Instagram, you can head over to Instagram. My handle is Angela Henderson Consulting. But for now, I hope I've given you some insight to the investments I'm making so far in 2025, why I'm making these investments. But in addition to that, that if you're generally wanting to scale and grow your business, you can't keep doing it in a band-aid effect. I mean, you can, but it's going to take you years to get you to where you want to go. And if that's what you want, absolutely rock on. But if you're wanting to do it smarter, quicker, faster, and not have to make as many errors, AKA lessons, then make sure to reach out to me. I'd love to be able to support you. Bye for now. Thanks for listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, www.angelahenderson.com.au.